Almighty God, speak to our minds from your word that we may understand it. Speak to our hearts from your word that we may love it. And speak to our wills from your word that we may obey it. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. At exactly one microsecond past midnight last Monday, a new year started. As always, new possibilities, new determination, new goals. We don't know what this year will bring our way, but we know that we have to make the best of the opportunities that arise for us. Now, there's nothing new in this thinking about a new year and its potential. From some point of view, it's the same old, did it last year, did it the year before, that, do it next year. But for a few people, there's the realisation that this year can be different, must be different for them from last year. The realisation that a line has to be drawn under 2023's experience. And that realisation is an epiphany. In the way that we follow the church calendar, today we're observing the Feast of the Epiphany. That day when the wise men, the Magi, came to the Holy Family of Christ, Mary and Joseph, and presented their three gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh. Melchior, one of the wise men in tradition, was from Persia or Iran, and he presented the gift of gold. Caspar, in the tradition, came from India, and he presented the frankincense. Balthazar, in the tradition, came from Arabia, and he presented the myrrh. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh were the standard gifts to offer a king, to honour a deity in the ancient world. Gold as precious metal, frankincense as a perfume, myrrh as anointing oil. Some people have connected the three gifts as symbols of the various parts of Jesus' life. Gold, representing Jesus' kingship. The frankincense, symbolizing Jesus' priestly role. And the myrrh, prefiguring Jesus' death and embalming. There's the Epiphany Carol by the Reverend John Henry Hopkins that he wrote in 1857, We Three Kings of Orient Are. And then there are the Epiphany hymns that we sing also, and we have some, As With Gladness, Men of Old, and Hail to the Lord's Anointed, Great David's Greater Son. The Magi had an epiphany. They saw and realised that this child before whom they bowed was in fact King of the Jews. They had seen his star in the east and had come to worship him. They saw, they understood, they knew. Their response to this was worship and devotion. This was their aha moment, an epiphany. 9 months previously, young Mary knew that she was pregnant, and the message from the angel Gabriel assured Mary that the child in her womb was, in fact, the child of God. Mary listened, she heard, she understood, she knew. Her response was, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. Acceptance and obedience. And that was her aha moment, an epiphany. When Mary and Joseph took Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem for the redemption of the firstborn ceremony that we all know so well from last Sunday, old Simeon held the baby in his arms. Old Simeon looked at this tiny scrap of humanity and said, He is the light of the Gentiles. This was his aha moment, He had waited so long for this moment. It was also his at last moment, an epiphany. When he was 12 years old, Jesus was with Mary and Joseph in Jerusalem, and they were there for Passover. Now you know the story. Jesus went missing. After a desperate three-day search, they found him in the temple, hearing and quizzing the teachers. Mary's maternal instinct rose as she scolded Jesus for worrying her. And Jesus said, "Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house?" Jesus had had an epiphany about who he was, even at 12, in relation to God. This was his aha moment, an epiphany. Jesus' cousin, John the Baptist, was a firebrand leader of a popular movement. We read about him in the Gospel readings during Advent. There came that day when, beside the river Jordan, Jesus came to him and asked John to baptize him. John was certainly uncomfortable and hesitant to do it. But after he had baptized his cousin, John the Baptist heard the voice of God. "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." John saw, John heard, John understood, John knew. This was his aha moment, an epiphany. Jesus asked his disciples in Matthew 16, "Who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter, he of the motor mouth and the slow mind, Simon Peter said, and certainly on his own behalf, he said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." At that moment, all he had heard Jesus say and teach, all he observed Jesus do and how Jesus did it, all that came together at that moment, and Peter made this tremendous confession of faith: "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Peter had seen, he had heard, he observed, he understood, he knew. This was his aha moment. Aren't you good? An epiphany. You and I have our epiphanies also. They may not be great and world-shattering, but for us, when we see for the first time what's been in front of our noses for years, we have our epiphany. That is our aha moment. Someone realises that this is the year when they are going to retire from work. Or for a Christian, there comes the realisation of what a passage of the Bible means for them in a new way. They've heard it, they've read it 1,000 times, but on the 1,001st time of hearing it, the passage goes whack between their eyes and into their hearts and into their understanding. Can I share a little epiphany of my own with you? I was reading once the Old Testament, reading that narrative about the Syrian general Naaman, who was a terrific soldier, great leader, a wonderful military tactician, but he had leprosy. What a blow. In the culture and practice of those days, in their medical ignorance, it would have meant the end for Naaman. He would have been separated from his wife and family, consigned to a camp for lepers on the far outskirts of the town or city where he lived, and he would live there and he would die there. In the narrative, Naaman's wife has a servant girl, a young slave taken in battle from Israel. 10, 11, 12 years old. She lets drop in conversation to her mistress that there's a prophet in Israel who can help the general. As a result of her casual comment, her throwaway line, her incidental sentence, events were put in motion that led to the recovery of the general. And here my eyes have been opened to a new understanding of the power for good, or the power for bad, of the casual comment. I'm given to casual comments. I need to be careful what I say, to whom I say it, when I say it, and how I say it. It's not world-shattering, but helpful for me. It was an aha moment, an epiphany. And this 2024 may bring you aha moments. In this new year, you may share the experience of epiphany with the wise men, with Mary, with Simeon, Jesus, John the Baptist, and with Simon Peter. This year, a new thought, a new understanding may come to you. It may be a sudden light bulb revelation, or it may be at the end of a lengthy process of thinking. Let's go into this new year with our eyes and ears open, being ready and willing to learn new things about our relationship with God and with each other as God reveals them and we experience them. And just maybe, from time to time, we may meet one another at morning tea and we may say, aha, an epiphany moment.